Bayesian vector autoregressions, or BVARs, offer a powerful framework for macroeconomic modeling. They treat VAR parameters as random variables, systematically combining prior information with observed data to form a posterior distribution. This represents a significant step beyond traditional frequentist methods.
Wait, why is that inherently superior? What exactly constitutes this prior information? The paper mentions introspection as a source. Does that sound like a rigorous objective foundation for a scientific model? That doesn't seem right.
Introspection is one facet, but it's typically informed by macro or micro datasets, theoretical models, or widely accepted economic phenomena. It's about explicitly integrating pre-sample information to get sharper estimates of unobserved parameters. What's wrong with making those assumptions clear?
Clear assumptions don't make them correct. And what happens when these priors are non-informative or flat, as the paper describes? Doesn't that just effectively reduce the BVAR to a frequentist maximum likelihood estimator, negating the entire Bayesian premise? Why bother then?
The primary benefit arises from informative non-priors. Take the Minnesota priors. They center coefficient beliefs around an independent random walk for each variable. This is a common empirically relevant belief about many macroeconomic time series.
An independent random walk for each variable in a multivariate system designed to capture joint dynamics? That sounds like an overly simplistic starting point. How can a prior, not motivated by economic theory, be a reasonable center for beliefs, as the text states? I'm not convinced that's sound reasoning.
It's a computationally convenient way to introduce shrinkage towards a parsimonious benchmark, reducing parameter uncertainty. This often leads to improved forecast accuracy compared to standard VARs, especially when dealing with over-parameterization.
Improved forecast accuracy is a strong claim. Improved against what benchmark and under what specific economic conditions? How do you objectively determine the tightness of these priors, the lambda hyperparameters, without simply tuning them to a specific dataset or period?
We can use hyperpriors. We treat those tightness parameters as unknown parameters themselves, specifying hyperprior distributions for them. Then, we choose values that maximize their posterior probability, making the process more data-driven within a hierarchical model. Doesn't that account for the uncertainty?
Does pushing the subjectivity up another level truly resolve the fundamental issue? If your choice of hyperprior distribution is arbitrary, aren't you just reintroducing the same problem at a higher conceptual plane? What makes this more reliable than heuristic methods?
It offers a principled, coherent framework for dealing with model uncertainty and parameter proliferation. This is crucial for large VARs, which can incorporate hundreds of variables, effectively tackling the curse of dimensionality that frequentist methods simply cannot handle.
Feasible is not necessarily optimal. If you're shrinking toward a potentially flawed random walk assumption for hundreds of variables, aren't you just introducing a systemic bias that might mask genuine economic relationships? What about the non-fundamentalness issue in structural VARs?
Non-fundamentalness, where true structural shocks can't be recovered from observed VAR residuals, can be viewed as an omitted variables problem. Large BVRs, by incorporating a richer information set, can address this more effectively than small VRs.
But if the data are uninformative about certain structural parameters, as the paper explicitly states, how can any prior, no matter how sophisticated, claim to provide an objective structural interpretation? Isn't that just imposing a narrative where the data offer no clarity?
It forces explicit statement of those narrative assumptions as dogmatic prior beliefs about identifying restrictions. This transparency is a strength. It brings those assumptions into the scientific discourse rather than leaving them implicit.
Transparency of a speculative assumption doesn't magically validate it. And what about time-varying parameter VARs, or panel VARs? Do these additional layers of time variation or cross-unit interaction consistently yield more accurate or insightful results? Or do they primarily just add more parameters to manage with more elaborate priors?
They allow us to capture crucial structural changes, state-dependent dynamics, or international spillovers that fixed coefficient models completely miss. The priors are essential for managing this increased complexity without severe overparameterization. That's a clear benefit.
So, we're adding more complexity and then using more priors to rein it in? I'm skeptical. Isn't there a significant risk that these layers of priors and hyperpriors become so dominant that they overwhelm the actual signal from the data, bending the model to fit our prior beliefs rather than the other way around?
The goal is balance. For real-time forecasting and nowcasting with mixed-frequency datasets, BVARs offer unparalleled flexibility. Their state space representation handles missing observations and data irregularities seamlessly within a consistent framework.
Flexibility is valuable, but does that unparalleled performance translate into consistently superior out-of-sample accuracy across different economic regimes and datasets? Or are we still seeing isolated wins for specific BVAR configurations in specific periods?
Empirical evidence, particularly for large systems and longer horizons where classical methods crumble due to vast parameter uncertainty, strongly supports their forecasting superiority. They provide sharper posterior distributions for parameters, leading to better predictions.
Sharpened, yes, but potentially biased by those strong initial beliefs. I still see a fundamental tension here. How can we be truly confident in a model's findings when its performance relies so heavily on subjective prior choices, regardless of how meticulously those choices are justified through hierarchical structures?